My thoughts kind of, I guess, go along where Brother Barry was at. And I'd ask you if you would please pray for us tonight. If you're here tonight and you're lost, I really have a desire, interest in your ear, in your heart tonight. I wish you would pay attention to the Word of God. And if you're here tonight and you're not lost and your friend beside you is, don't be hindering them tonight. Let them listen to the Word of God and be attentive to the Spirit of God. You need to be saved. And you just, I'm afraid we see different ones just go on and on and on anymore. And one of these days you're going to go on and on too far. Our God is long-suffering and He's merciful, but there comes an end to it. And you need to understand that. And when that end comes, then it'll be too late. I want to take a very familiar reading from 2 Peter chapter 3. The Lord is not slack concerning His promises, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, word, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat, and the earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought ye to be in the holy conversation and godliness, looking for the hasten unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens of being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat. Nevertheless, we according to His promise look for a new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth the righteousness. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of Him in peace, without a spot or blemish. And mistakes we made reading, that's reading down to the 14th verse. And our thought has been preached on, I guess, a whole lot of times through the years, but that the Lord is not willing that any should perish. And that word perish means to destroy. God is not willing that any be destroyed. And my prayer is tonight is to go back and look in the Old Testament, Psalm, where that was the word that was used in the Old Testament, rather than perish. You'll find perish in the New Testament, and in the Old Testament, you'll find destroy. And you'll find where God's patience and His long-suffering and His kindness and all that finally run out. And I want you to know, sinner friend, tonight, it will finally run out with you too. I want you to realize if you don't ever humble yourself down in the sight of God, and realize that you're lost and separated from Him, guilty for the blood of Jesus, then you're going to die in your sins, and a devil's hell will be your home. And so we want to take over here, go over here in the Psalms, and we're over in the 86th chapter of the Psalms, and in the 15th verse it says, "But Thou, O Lord, art good, full of compassion, gracious, long-suffering and plenteous in mercy and truth." And that's the truth. I want you to realize, lost friend, tonight, if you've just now become lost, God has done being merciful to you. He's done drawing you to a place of repentance. He's done showing love to you. I want you to realize if you've been lost for some time, I want you to know God has really been gracious to you. He's really been merciful to you. But there will come a time how this will run out. The brother got on some of this other night about Noah. And we want to go over and look at Noah just a little bit. About how a time had come when God saw men. God loved men. When He made everything, He said it was good. But I want you to know when He made man, He said it was real good. I want you to know He loves you. And it's always been His will for you to be saved by God's grace. It's always been His will for you not to be destroyed in a devil's hell. It's always been His will that you not perish, but you come to Him. And I don't care tonight if you're 7 years 60-year-old or 70-year-old, please pay attention for a little while. I want you to realize there come a time I would know when it talked about how God would not, we'll just read it right here. It came to pass when the men began to multiply on the face of the earth and their daughters were born unto them, that the Son of God's and their daughters and men, that they were fair and they took them as wives and all which they clothed. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that also his flesh, yet the days shall be 120 years. And the brother talked about Noah was a preacher of righteousness the other night, and he not only built the ark for 120 years, but he preached the gospel for 120 years. And we realize that in that 120 years, I want you to realize he was building something that was going to be was a type and shadow of Jesus Christ, and him and his family was putting this together and lifting it up day by day by day. And the whole time he was building something and pointing people towards Jesus. I believe when he got to that door, he really got excited about it. I believe he really began to tell them, if you don't enter this door, you're going to be destroyed. You're going to perish. But I want you to realize a lot of those people didn't listen. All we can find is his family listened. There was 8 of them. Him and his sons and daughters-in-law. But listen to me. I want you to know, I don't know, it may have been others that got saved and died and went on to heaven before the flood come. We don't know that. But we do know at least his family listened. And boy, I bet when you mentioned that other night, that blessed my heart. Yeah, I did get a little excited about Brandon getting saved. He was one of mine. I consider him my son. He's not a son-in-law to me. He's a son to me. And I want you to realize, children, you have become grandchildren to me. I have a love for you. And I want to see you saved. I have sleepless nights over this. But I want you to realize you're going to keep going down the road. You're going to this. Listen to me. I don't care how old you are. You keep going down this road you're on. You are going to be destroyed. You cannot keep turning away God. Now listen, it said, and I want to drop on down to the 5th verse, and God saw that the wickedness of man was great in earth, that ever imagination of their thoughts or their heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord. I want you to know, it troubled God that he even made us. And I believe today, there's still times it troubles him. The heathen made man, because the way we act. But listen, it repented the Lord that he made man on the earth and grieved him at his heart. And the Lord said, destroy man whom I have created from the face of the earth, both man and beast, and the creepy thing and the fowls of the air. And he repented me that I have made them. But Noah found grace in the sight of the Lord. Listen to me. There's people around here that's found grace in the sight of God that are trying their best to tell you the right way. The church all week. Brother Jamie's got up here and preached his heart out. And I know Brother Marty preached the truth the other night. This church is witness. This church has showed you the Holy Spirit, the true Holy Spirit moving in them. You don't think God wasn't merciful for 120 years? Noah going out yonder, cutting trees, cutting timbers. It ain't no telling how much that man had to pray. He didn't have a plan laid out there in front of him. He had a plan in his heart that God was giving him. As he would give it, he had to pray over and over and over. I'm asking God, is this right, God? And I want you to realize this church has prayed over and over and over. We're trying our best to show you Jesus. We talk about, I have no doubt they mocked him. And I'll be honest with you, if we wouldn't have been careful, if we'd been there, we'd done the same thing. We'd never seen it rain. I want you to realize we'd been going around more than likely saying, he's a crazy old man. Look at that crazy old man over there building that great big old ark. Says it's going to come a rain and we ain't never seen it rain. I want you to realize they probably mocked him and made all sorts of fun of him. I've preached the gospel before and I've seen people laugh at me. I've had people get mad at me. I've seen all kinds of things. But I want you to know one day they won't laugh. One day they will take it serious. And my prayer is tonight, you will take it serious tonight. In the 18th chapter of Genesis then, we find where Abram is talking to the Lord. And Abram drew near and said, wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure, there be 50 righteous within the city. Wilt thou destroy and not spare this place for 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from thee, do after the manner to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked, that they be far from thee. Shall not the judge all the earth do right? And the Lord said, if you find in Sodom 50 righteous wherein the city, and then I will spare all the place for their sakes. And Abraham answered and said, behold, I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, which am but dust and ashes. Peradventure, there shall five and like five of the 50 righteous. Wilt thou destroy all the city, 50 for the all the city for the lack of five? And he said, I find there 40 and five. I will not destroy it. And he keeps on. And he goes on down until it finally gets to 10. He said, if you can just find this many, I will not destroy it. Listen to me. I want you to know God was being merciful. He was being long-suffering unto this city called Sodom and Gomorrah, and it full of sin. You don't think he wasn't being merciful? He got down, if you could just find 10 righteous there, I'll not destroy it. I'll not destroy it for 10's sake. I want you to realize God is long-suffering and merciful. But just like in the days of Noah, time finally run out. And God said enough. And they loaded that ark up. And God shut the door. And that door represented Jesus. And honey, the door of mercy then was closed. And when the door of mercy was closed, it was over with. I want you to realize, I want you to know God, I was being merciful to this city called Sodom and Gomorrah. Abraham had family there. His nephew Lot was there. He had family that he loved there. And he was begging God on their behalf. That they not be destroyed. I want you to realize that God heard his prayers. God sent two angels. You find the first chapter of the 18th, first verse of the 18th chapter, there was three come. One of them, I believe, was coming the way of the Lord and talked to Abraham there in the tent door. But we get in the 19th chapter, there's two then. And they come to the city. And Abraham bids them to come inside his home. That they was going to sleep on the streets that night. I want you to realize then all these filthy, nasty people come there. And they was wanting to do things with those angels that was ungodly. And I want you to know Lot had them in his home. I want you to realize, oh, if those same people, I believe in all my heart, would have come to that house and come repentant, knowing they needed the Lord, they could enter the house with Lot and his family, and those angels through that door, but instead they try to pull Lot out. And I want you to know, nobody can remove us from Jesus' hand. And they pulled him back in there. God being merciful. And after they got them got Bob drove back in there. And the messengers were men. And the man said unto Lot, hast thou any besides the son-in-law and thy sons? Listen to me. Son-in-law and thy sons and thy daughters and whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring them out of this place. And we find when they first come there and they was wanting to do ungodly things with these angels of the Lord, these men that Lot told them he had two daughters that never knowed a man. So we know he had two daughters. We know he had some son-in-laws. I don't know how many, but we know he had some son-in-laws. So he had other daughters. And then it said his sons. Do you have any other besides your sons? So we know there was more there. I believe in all my heart they made fun of old Noah. They poked fun at him. These angels of the Lord told Lot, that he said, we will destroy this place because the cry of them that's waxed and great before thee, the face of the Lord, and the Lord hath sent us to destroy it. Perish! Listen! He was going to destroy them! He didn't have a problem with the city, the ground, or the buildings. He had a problem with sin! And he was going to destroy it! Every one of them! That's what happened in the day of Noah. That's what's going to happen when I read to you earlier. And Peter, there's going to come a day. He's going to come a thief in the night. And you sit back and wait. If you lived, would you wait 120 years? Would you make fun of the man of God? And Lot went out and spake unto his son-in-law, which married to his daughters. And said, up, get ye out of this place. Honey, that's what we've been trying to tell you. Up, get up and go towards the Lord. Get out of the place that you're in and go towards Jesus. And that's what Lot was trying. Lot wasn't a preacher. He was just a righteous man. He was a saved man. And he loved his family. And he was warning them. You're going to be destroyed. Listen to me. Get ye out of this place, for the Lord will destroy this city. But it seemed as one that mocked unto his sons-in-law. They didn't take him serious. They didn't take Noah serious. You're not taking me serious. And because of that, if you keep going down the road you're going, you're going to perish. If 10, I almost bet you there was 10 in Lot's family. If he could have convinced his family, get saved, to turn from their evil ways and get saved, repent, he would have destroyed it. Only ones we know would come out with is him and his two daughters. I hear people say his wife come out. No, she come out, but she got destroyed with Sodom and Gomorrah. Over in the book of Luke, it says, remember Lot's wife. He said, there'll be two in the bed. One will be taken, the other in Lael. He said, there'll be one in the mill. One will be taken and one in Lael. There'll be two in the field. One will be taken and one in Lael. Remember Lot's wife. She didn't even get out of there. She was destroyed with Sodom and Gomorrah. Not in it, but with it. I want you to realize he couldn't convince his wife. She wouldn't even listen. Are you going to listen? Isaiah said, who hath believed her report? The book of Exodus, the 12th chapter, we find where God had brought 9 plagues to Egypt. being long-suffering and merciful. He had warned the Pharaoh and the Egyptians over and over, you release my people. Long-suffering, merciful. It finally come to a point how the 10th plague was going to come. And it's what we call the Passover. He told them, you take up a lamb for your house or two houses for your neighbor. And he said, you take that lamb and you slay that lamb and you roast it over a fire and you take it and eat all of it that night. And you take the blood and you put it on a side post and an upper door post. And if I see the blood, I'll pass over you. I'll not destroy you. I want you to know you can believe what you want to. I believe with all my heart the Pharaoh himself could have put blood on the upper door post and the side post and God would have passed over him. He's whosoever. He's not willing for you to perish. Are you listening to me tonight? He don't want to destroy you. He loves you. But he will! He will! When he passed over that night, every house that didn't have the blood applied to it, listen to me, every barn, even the animals, he destroyed it all! The firstborn of everyone got destroyed. Pharaoh finally wised up. He let the children of Egypt go. They headed out and got to the Red Sea. And honey, here he come. Still wouldn't give up. Still being stubborn after all God had done for him. He had warned him over and over. Showed mercy over and over. Moses held out that rod. God opened the sea. The children of Israel crossed, and it took a while. It was probably about 1 million of them. You say, wow. Yeah, wow. It took a while. But you know, here comes Pharaoh and him and his army. And you know what God done? Mercy ended. Just like he shut the door of the ark, he closed up that Red Sea when the Pharaoh and his army was in there, and he destroyed them. Could have been saved. I believe in all my heart, right up to the point before the Red Sea come in on him, if he would have just believed God. The Bible says, the 18th chapter of Matthew, it talks about how he left the 99 and went after the one. He said he wasn't willing for one of these little ones to perish. Not one of them to be destroyed. He said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. So whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Should not be destroyed. What are you going to do with this? Listen to me. Are you listening? I'm fixing to hush. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 1 and 18, the preaching of the cross to them that perish, those that are destroyed, is foolishness. But unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Listen to me. You can call me a fool all you want to. That's why you'll be in danger of hellfire. That's what happened to Lot's children, his son-in-laws. That's what happened to all those peoples in the day of Noah. They thought they was fools. But he said, Jesus said, likewise, if ye do not repent, ye shall likewise perish. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? You just keep holding your seat. You just keep pretending that ain't real. You just keep pushing God back. And ye all shall likewise perish. But right now, God is still being merciful. God is still being long-suffering. He's still being gracious. He's still giving you an opportunity to repent and put your trust in Him. My question is, what are you going to do with this? Are you going to go with those of the way of Noah and the days of Noah? Are you going to go with those way of Sodom and Gomorrah? I believe it was Capernaum. He said, if Sodom and Gomorrah had been witnessed to, or I had the opportunity that you've had, they would have repented. And he said it'd be more tolerable for Sodom and Gomorrah in these days than it will be for you. You've had a time and a chance to hear the gospel. You've had a time and chance to hear it over and over. I ain't much of a preacher, never have claimed to be. But I've tried my best in my weak way to warn you over and over and over. You know why I do that? Not because I'm mean. Not because I want to see you cry or hurt. Not because I want to see you fall down. It kills me when I see you do it. But I do it because I love you. And I love God. And I want you on that ark. I want you to come through the door of safety. I want the blood to be applied. That when that day comes, He'll pass over you. You will not be destroyed. That's why. That's why this church loves you. If Lord could just convince his family, no one needed, brother. If Lord could have convinced his family, not only would he have lost his wife, his daughters and sons and son-in-laws, but even Sodom and Gomorrah would have stood. It wouldn't have been destroyed. And all of its wickedness, because God is long-suffering, merciful, and full of gracious. And that same God right now is calling you. He's calling, he's saying, come unto me. What are you going to do with it? I'm going to ask Brother Marty to come forward and lead us in that song with the preacher. Tells them, oh sinner, don't wait. And that's going to be your altar call tonight. Sinner, do not wait while Jesus is calling. That's my message.